And then there were two. State regulators are already mulling over a proposal to run a power line underneath Lake Champlain. Now a second developer is pitching a similar project. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has the details.
The TDI New England project, known as the New England Clean Power Link, already has significant buy-in from key players in Vermont. But another project, called the Vermont Green Line, is about to come into the picture. It's being planned by the international utility National Grid and power line developer Anbaric. Ed Craples is CEO of Anbaric. He says both Lake Champlain projects are a response to New England states mandating more renewable energy in their power portfolios.
That process is something where we will compete not just with TDI, but with a number of other projects that will be put to the companies that need to have renewable energy.
The proposed 60-mile underground and underlake line would bring wind power from New York and hydropower from Canada to the southern New England market. The line is planned to run under the lake from Plattsburgh, New York, to a substation in New Haven, Vermont. Craples says the rush to build transmission for renewables is competitive, but he thinks the Vermont Green Line will make the cut because Massachusetts law gives wind energy special priority. He says that's what the Green Line promises.
And so our project was expressly designed to meet that requirement. And if Massachusetts utilities don't meet the requirement, they have to pay very heavy penalties. Well, you can't get there. You can't satisfy those obligations with just hydro.
If approved, Craples says the project could be in service as soon as 2019. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.